It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, do you have any idea what might be in these two boxes? Small box and a large box. I'm going to take them to the kitchen and show you. Yeah. As it would be very hard to guess what might be in here. First of all, I want to get a car. Maybe I'll get a couple cars. My neighbor. I have a small car to go with that one, and a large car to go with this one. See if you can see what's in here. It's still hard to guess, isn't it? That is a little house that sits beside a railroad, and this thing goes down when a train's coming by so that if a car comes, it has to stop. And then when the train has gone by, this goes up and the car can cross the tracks. Now, there's a bigger one in this one. See the bigger one? This says railroad crossing on it. So this car's coming along, and there's a train coming along, so this goes down, and the car has to stop. And when the train goes by, this goes up, and the car can go through. There. Well, the reason I have these two things, I borrowed them from my sons, because Bob Trow is making a fancy setup with trains at his workshop. So I thought we'd take them over, see which one he would like to use. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Together's the way I like the best. I like to be with you. I like the things you explain to me, the things you show me to do. And whenever I hear you have some time and want me to be with you, I wonder how you knew, 'cause that's what I wanted to. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Come with me to Bob Trow's workshop.
Size. Air something. doesn't look right either. I just don't know what to do about that spot. Well,
hey, Bob.
Hi, Fred. What you have there?
Boy, do these things look nice. Oh, these are two things from my son's. Thought maybe you could use them. You know, the railroad crossing signals.
Oh, they sure are.
Could you use them?
No, this one's definitely out. It's too big.
Too big?
But this one, I think it's going to be perfect. Ah, just right.
When the train comes by, then that can pretend that that goes down.
Right.
And do you mind if I move these?
Sure, go ahead.
Have the horse and wagon come up. And as long as that's down, they have to wait.
They wait?
Before they can cross.
Train
and when it goes up, after the train goes by, it goes up.
There you go.
Cross over. Safely.
That's nice. McFeely's have given me parts of trees and parts of houses. I've built some of the things, and I think this display is really going to work in that store.
That's very
Everybody's
beautiful.
It's helping out really well.
Put these little houses over in here.
You notice one particular house there?
Which is that?
Rogers General Store.
Oh, this one. Rogers General Store. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this tree. How do you make that?
Well, that's sponge. Pull that right out.
You mean the whole tree?
You can pluck that tree right out of the ground there. And that's just sponge, see? And then painted green.
Boy, you make them out of all sorts of things, don't you?
Sure.
You know, I was just thinking, my hand looks so big in here because, of course, these houses are so small.
Right.
I suppose that's how they make the different monster movies and things,
aren't
they?
Monster movies, yeah, with the wee little people and the big hands and the big feet.
I was going to say, you could have a big shoe coming into that street. Look at that.
That horse almost started to run.
Huh?
It really did.
They're small. But this looks so big.
Mm-hmm.
Comparison. Could we see the train go?
Ooh, I've got to show you how that train runs. Now, watch this. Hmm? Did you remove that stop sign?
Sure.
So that the train can go. Through the tunnel?
Into the tunnel, and then it comes out. You have several different trains. Does this one always stay in this outside track?
No, no. Watch, I'll go past this switch here and stopper.
And then what?
Right behind the train is a switch.
Here?
Yeah, now you watch there, and I'm going to switch it like that. See how it moves over?
Yes.
Now, when I move it there, it goes onto the other track.
Oh, you mean it'll come... Oh, I see. It would come back this way.
Right. I'll show you how that works.
Beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
These parts are so small, but so perfectly made.
Now watch that switch again. See?
Mm-hmm.
Straightens it out.
Now will it come straight back?
Now it'll come straight back. You try it now, Fred.
All right. How do you do this?
Well, you just move this.
Turn it?
That's right, to your right. That's it. You have the idea now.
Can you make it go very fast?
Oh, yeah, you have to be careful on the corners now.
Oh, okay.
Watch the signs. Not too fast. That's good. Now you have the feel of it. Okay.
Tell me, what's this switch, these different switches here?
Well, now, you take the water wheel. There's an old mill over there.
Where?
Way over there, beside that, right by the tunnel, besides the mountain there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you watch the water wheel on the old mill.
Oh, look at that. How do you make that come out?
Someone gave me that, Fred.
You fill it with water first?
And then there's a little pump in there. It just pumps the water onto the wheel, and the wheel just moves by itself because of the water. pushes it.
And then over beside it are the different animals at the farm, I guess.
There's a little farm pond down there.
All the small things that you have to make it all so fine.
Thanks to people like you for kicking in some of these extras that really make it worthwhile.
Now, you're welcome to keep that as long as you need it.
Nice display. Thanks very much, Fred.
I want my friends to see this. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Take care, Bob.
Okay, we'll see you later, Fred.
Best to you. I'll try this big one with the trolley here. Put this down and make the trolley come. There. Now, put it down again and make the trolley come back. That's right. Okay, trolley, but I'm not going to use that trolley for make-believe today. No, because I'm thinking about someplace else. Here's the little windmill. Get these cars out of the way. I think maybe this empty box could be the potato train. You know the potato train in someplace else? Let's just have the railroad crossing go down and the potato train to come along. I like that music for the potato train. Could you make that music? Could you sing it? La 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 la. Could you do that? La da da da. Okay. Well, let's think about the potato train and a railroad crossing signal, and someplace else. All right? For our make-believe.
Well, Don Quixote should be along with the potato train soon. And the crossing sign is working just fine now. Down we go, crossing sign. Down we go. Down. Good. Now up. Very good. Oh, I think, yeah, that looks like it is. Don Quixote and the train.
Yee-haw, Harriet. Hello there. Well, I sold every potato I took to market. Isn't that great,
honey? Oh, I'll say. But what is that package in the train, Donkey?
Oh, I don't know. Just noticed it a little while ago. Just a minute.
All right, then.
See what it says here? To HEC from OCS.
Well, HEC could mean Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
Sure it could, but what does OCS mean?
I don't know. It's all very strange.
Yeah, I guess
Hi,
so.
Donkey.
Oh, hello,
Hi.
Lady Everlake.
I'm on a very important mission. I'm looking for something very important.
Oh.
Well, we just found something very mysterious.
What is it?
This package. It got into my potato train somehow.
Oh, you found what I've been looking for.
Really?
Yes. OCS means Owl Correspondence School.
Owl Correspondence School?
Yes, these are lessons for X, but... it's addressed to H-E-C.
Right. Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
Oh, do you want me to open the note for you then, Harriet?
I'll say.
Imagine, in our potato train.
Oh. It says, Dear Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
That's my name.
You are a teacher.
Me?
Please help X the Owl learn about safety. The enclosed card will probably help.
But But why me?
Hee-haw, Harriet, you know all about safety. Look at this great railroad sign you fixed up here. Haw,
yeah.
Don Quixote's right, Harriet.
I guess everyone is a teacher sometimes.
Oh, of course you are. Let's go.
Well, I have to add up our potato profits, and I'll be there as soon as I can, all right?
All right, I want to tell X about this. I'll take the box, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Lady Aberlin.
We'll see you all.
Come along. Good. Boy, that should be nifty.
X.
Lady Aberlin, I'm back here, back at the wall behind the tree.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, come up the hill and back here.
X.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
What's with the baseball mitt?
Oh, my baseball mitt. I have it on because I thought maybe my OCS lesson would come on a pizza again today, and I want to be ready to catch it. Catch it if it comes down from the sky.
X, guess what?
What?
You will not be needing this baseball mitt.
Why not?
Because
is it here somewhere?
I have right here.
Oh, there.
Right here in this box.
Oh, boy.
Right here in this box.
Oh, great.
I have your lesson.
What is it?
Well, I don't know. It came on Don Quixote's train. It has something to do with safety. And Harriet Cow is your teacher.
Harriet Cow's my teacher. But I didn't sign up for a safety lesson.
Oh. Well, that's why it's called optional.
Oh,
you know,
optional.
If you don't want to do it, you don't have to. We can send it right back.
Oh, no. No, I'll take it. I mean, it can't be too bad if it comes from my good school. Owl Correspondence School. Dear OCS, I call it OCS.
Hello, X.
Oh, hi there, teacher. When do we start?
Well, how about right now?
Right now is a good time.
May I help, Harriet?
Well, listen, why don't you handle the cards for me, honey, all right?
Say, there's one flashcard in here. And it says, stop.
Is that my lesson?
Must be.
Now, X the Owl, honorable student.
Yes?
Can you tell me what this sign means?
Well, as she said, it spells out stop.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
Well, I suppose when you see it, you're supposed to stop. Is that right?
Right.
But it doesn't say go anywhere.
Well, it doesn't ever say go.
Harriet, I could act it out if you want me to.
Well, I'll say sure.
Why don't you do that?
Okay, I'll pretend I'm coming up to a stop sign.
All right. She's looking one way. She's looking the other way.
Now what you
do? Well, now she's going on.
Sure, see?
Oh, is that how you do it?
Uh-huh.
Well, could I try?
Oh, do.
Well, sure.
Okay, I'll try.
Here, I'll back up a little bit. You get a start.
Thank you, teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here I come. Oh, my. A stop sign. I'll look this way, and I'll look that way. And I don't see anybody coming, so I'll just fly along.
That's the way to do it. You're doing fine.
Oh, that was good.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Anything else in the box?
Could I be somebody in a hurry?
Is there anything else in the box?
Nope.
Oh, well, then we can do more with the stop sign, huh?
I want to be somebody in a hurry.
Okay, fine.
Will you stand by the sign for me, X?
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, even with the hurry, you stopped. What else could we do with that sign?
I have an idea.
What?
What if you would just do something, anything, singing or dancing,
yeah?
and I would just hold the sign up, and whenever I hold it up, you have to stop what you're doing.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Let's try that.
Okay.
Hey, I like this game. I'm going to call for Henrietta.
Oh,
Henrietta Pussycat.
Oh.
Meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow.
Hen.
Come on over. We have something to show you.
Meow, 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 meow.
There she is.
Hi, Hen.
Meow, 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 beautiful meow. Meow going on.
Oh, I have a new lesson from OCS. It is really nifty.
Meow, 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 do meow.
Look.
Meow, stop, meow.
It's a stop sign.
Meow.
And we were playing a little game.
Meow, 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 play too.
Well, sure.
X, you tell Hen how to do it. You can teach her.
Well, when Lady Arbonne holds the stop sign up, you just have to stop whatever you're doing.
Right.
Meow.
Whatever you're doing.
And when she puts the stop sign down, then you can start doing it again.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Want to do it?
Okay, yeah. Everybody ready?
Okay, Harriet.
Yeah, I mean, you do, meow.
Here we go.
Okay, here goes.
Meow, you take meow hat off, meow.
Oh, sure, Hen.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, strenuous game, meow.
Yes.
Meow, thank you, meow.
Want to do a little more?
Meow, 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 meow.
That sure is a good one. You can always bet on the OCS for sending a great lesson.
I'll say. You did very well, X.
I'll say.
You know, that reminds me of that song, I Can Stop When I Want To. Can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this, and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady, and a boy can be someday a man. Here it is. A little food for the fish. You know, that reminds me of a film that I have. Look for it here. It's a film about children on tricycles and other children holding stop signs. You know this? I think there's a picture. Yeah. Here's a picture of a little boy with a stop sign right there. That's the kind of stop sign he has. And then on the other side of this sign, it says go. Yeah. I'd like you to look for this picture in the film, okay? Now I'll put the film into picture. And start picture. Look for the different stops and goes, all right? Thank you. you ever play a game like that? You could do it without those stop signs, you know. You could just go like that, and that means stop. Yeah. And then when you put your hand down, that means go. Do grown-ups sometimes say to you, don't do that? Or do they say, come back here? Do they sometimes get angry with you when you climb too high or go too fast? Well, sometimes it's hard to know how far to go and when to stop, isn't it? Well, the grown-ups that you know who say that to you had to learn it too. Sure, their parents had to help them know. So now they're trying to teach you to be safe. It's good to know that there are grown-ups who will help you learn to be safe. Isn't it? It's a good feeling to know that they're that kind of grown-up in the world. Sure, I want you to be safe because I care about you. Yeah. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Which is the empty box? This one, the small one, isn't it? Because we left that small railroad crossing sign at Trove's. Yeah, I'll get it some other day. Have a good day. Be back tomorrow.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.